Mister? Could you please help me, Mister? Well, I'm lost. I don't really know where I am. Not a clue. Although, to be honest, I really have a clue about anything. I was on a quest trip and I turned around and they were all gone. Yeah, a school trip. But it's like a special school. I go to, academy. That's sort of like a school, I suppose, is only for, like, extra pretty girls. Like me. It's called, St. Bimbo's. And this is my uniform. A cute little skirt and knee-high socks. See? It says St. Bimbo's on my crop top. Across my chest. At least I think it does. I'm not really smart enough to read words when they're all upside down. S-O-B. Something or other. And it doesn't really help when my boobies keep jiggling. Do you think I look pretty in my uniform? All the girls at St. Bimbo's look pretty like me. The heels? What's wrong with them? Too tall? Oh, well, these are part of my uniform. We have lessons in walking in them. They say, to look pretty, you must wear tall heels. And, yeah, that's it. Miss Sadie always says. Well, don't you think? So, the taller the prettier, right? So, Mister, have you seen the other girls from my trip? They all look like me. Young, pretty, blonde hair, pink uniforms. They go to St. Bimbo's too, so they look like me. I know it should have been obvious. You haven't seen them? Oh no. They told us to hold hands with a friend and not to wander off, but I kinda got distracted. Well, this nice man came up to me, and he asked if I could help him with something in his pants, and he wanted me to go to the restroom with him. And when I turned around, all the other girls were gone. And now I'm lost. You'll help me find them? Oh, thank you, Mister. Thank you. Where do you think they could be? Maybe shopping? All the girls at St. Bimbo's love shopping. Or our trip was to a beauty salon. Maybe they're there. You think they could be this way? Down that dark alleyway? Okay then. Let's go then. silly me. Well, Miss Sade says we're too young to be alone with Ben. Not until we graduate as full bimbos. You could be one of those pedophiles. You're not, are you, Mister? Good. Miss Sade says that pretty jailbait girls like us are candy to perfect old men. It's kind of funny. Well, my name is Candy. That's funny. Right, Mister? But you're not a pervert, right? Good. Well, that's okay then. Oh, really? You think I look hot? You're sweet. I like you, Mister. I can't really see any of the other girls in this alleyway. We should keep going. Away from the street? Sure. Okay, Mister. No, I can't see them by those boxes. Or in any of these doorways. I still can't see them anywhere, Mister. And we've reached a dead end. They could be behind those trash bins. I don't see how my whole class could be behind those two trash bins. But okay, Mister. I'll give it a try. Inside? Jeez, Mister, you think they could be hiding inside? If they are, they'd be even more lost than ditzy little me. Okay, I'll bend over and see. Mister, your hand is on my ass. I kind says that if a man likes your bottom, he shows it by touching it. Do you like my ass, mister? I can feel you do by the way you keep squeezing it. Do you like the way my little skirt barely covers it? Makes it much easier to slide your hand up and feel, doesn't it? Although you shouldn't really. I'm not old enough yet. But, feels nice. Oh, mister, you must really like my ass to grind up against it like that. Not so hard, mister. You almost pushed my face down into the trash. You wouldn't want me to be a dirty little girl, would you? That makes me feel all fuzzy. You bumping yourself against my bottom. Look, you're making my boobs really wobble about. Sadie says that men like it when our big boobies jiggle and bounce about. That's why at St. Bimbo's we're not allowed to wear bras. I have really big tits for my age. Don't you think, mister? Why you say such sweet things? You think they're nice and juicy looking, right? So, I don't think they're in these trash bins, mister. Where else could they be? I really hope we can find them. I have no idea how to get home to St. Bimbo's. I'm just really glad you're helping me. So, what now? Mister, your cock is out. You've got a really nice big one, too. The saint says that our role is to suck on a cock when it's presented to us. But I'm still at school, mister. It's a no-no until what is that word again? Graduate. Yeah, graduate. Well, cocksucking is one of my favorite classes. I always get top marks with the practice sticks. I suppose you could call it homework. Miss Sade says I have the top lips for it. Do you like my big, full, glossy lips, mister? Would you like that, mister? Would you like me to suck on your dick with my full lips? Well, okay then, but don't tell anyone. I don't want to be in trouble. Okay, let me get on my knees then, mister. Here we go then. Mister, Your cock is dribbling. You've got cum dripping from the tip. You're all excited. Like me. See? I've got a wet patch on my panties. I get that when I feel all fuzzy between my legs. And sucking on your cock makes me feel so fuzzy. The saint says that when a man is close to coming, he'll often drip cum. Is that it, mister? Do you want to come? Cause I owe you a big thank you for trying to help the deal me. So, as a thank you, you can come wherever you like. I can suck your dick some more, and you can come in my mouth. Right here. But I have also seen you looking at my tits, mister. So you can push your dick in between them if you want. Would you like that? To bang my jiggly tits? Or, if you prefer, mister, you can come in my pussy. I'm all clean shaven feel. See? We had a class trip to the beauty salon to get our pretty little pussies waxed of the hair we had. But, as you've been extra, extra nice, you can fuck my pretty little ass if you want. I'm all bleached, so my ass is all pretty, like everything else. So, what's it to be, mister? Where do you want to shove your cock? My pussy? Ah, nice! I'm really happy you said that. Having my pussy used is my favorite. After school, I like to lay in bed and touch my little pussy. It feels so nice. So, how do you want me, mister? I can bend over the trash bin, and you can enjoy my cunny from behind. Or, what about up against the wall? You can lift me up and grind your cock into my cute little snatch over there. On all fours on the ground? Oh, you like doggy. Of course you can fuck me like a dog. Miss Shade says we should always do what the man wants. Mister, I'll even bark like a puppy for you. Ask for more as you spank me. I even call you daddy if you want. How's this, mister? My skirt is so short. You don't even have to fit it up. My butt is sticking out for you. Let me just slip my panties down and... there. My little pretty pink pussy is all ready for you. One thing, mister. Are you sure you're not a pedophile? Because you're, like, way older than me. And I'm only 14. Miss Sade says we really shouldn't be with men until we leave St. Bimbles. Well, yeah? Really, mister? You think I'm a big girl? And pretty too? Well, maybe it's okay then. Just this once. I can feel your cock up against my bottom already. I like that. It means you find me pretty. So, what do you want, mister? Do you want me to bark? Okay, mister. Bark, 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 bark. Or should I call you daddy? Do you want to be my daddy? My pedo daddy? Maybe you want me to... Or you can just shove it up me. Jeez, mister. You like it hard. God, ouch, mister. You're really shoving it into my poor little gummy. I guess you like it rough. That's fine, mister. Use me however you want. I'm just glad I can please you. Oh, thank you for being so nice to me. Yes, mister. Jump me if you want. I'm a little fucked up. That's what I'm for. I'm your cock. Balls deep into my girly pussy. Choke me as you fuck me. Be as rough as you want, daddy. Mrs. Hates is at St. Bimbles. All girls are just dumb dolls to be used and abused. Fuck me unconscious if you want, mister. Yes, mister. Better. My word. This little gunny. Daddy now?